You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Rays reporter, Bill Chastain. Final week of the regular season, Bill. It hasn't been great for the Rays this week. Playing non-division games is a little odd as well, but a tough weekend as they really, against the Red Sox on Sunday, 23 strikeouts over 10 innings, 21 of those strikeouts over 9, which was a record, and they also lost to James Shields on Monday, a former Ray. So it's been a tough go of it. How is the attitude in that clubhouse as this team kind of plays out these last four or five games?
I'd say it's still professional. And there's a lot of young players in there that have a lot to be playing for, whether it's making an impression for next year or, you know, just getting, you know, the excitement of finally getting to play in the major leagues. So I do think that there's no quit in there. But it's been a tough couple of weeks.
One of those guys that's continuing to be in his first year of action here is Blake Snell. He'll make his final start on Wednesday. If you look at Blake Snell and what he's done this year, Bill, you think a success overall, obviously a first time in the major leagues for a young pitcher is always a thing filled with adjustments. But do you think Snell has done well for himself so far this season?
Yeah, I do. And I've been impressed. He seems to have a pretty good heartbeat as far as, like, he doesn't get too rattled if something's going wrong. Probably the biggest thing that he's fought has been some control problems, and that's, getting behind in counts, and then that's when he gets in trouble. But, they say his secondary stuff is really good, and it gets even better when his fastballs, when he's commanding his fastball. So I only look for him to get better, and he seems to have the attitude that he wants to get better, and he's trying to learn every time out. So I think a very positive year for him.
Yeah, and obviously he's a big part of this Rays team's future. Catching is an interesting spot still on this team. Kirk Casale had a big game on Tuesday, a homer, a double, a great slide as well, which you don't always think of from a catcher. I know next year the catcher position could go in a number of ways, but is Casale still very much an option for this team going forward?
Yeah, I think so, totally. I mean, I think they really like all three guys they have, Casale, Bobby Wilson, and Luke Maley. And Cash told us yesterday, they go to camp with those three, it'll be a competition and a battle, and hopefully one of them will step forward. I do think that you're not going to see them try the experiment they did this year when they brought in Hank Conger, looking to get a better, more offense from the catching position. And the reason I say that is probably, the biggest asset the Rays have always had has been their starting pitching. And Conger, though a popular guy in the clubhouse, and he looked like he had some offense to bring, though it didn't really show up for the Rays, had definite problems behind the plate. And I think that hurt the Rays' biggest asset, which is their starting pitching. And so I would be very surprised if they brought in a subpar defensive catcher again in the hopes of improving their offense.
Yeah, they're one of those teams where having the defensive catcher definitely outweighs the offense, although you'd love to get some pop.
Yep. And I should say all three of those guys that we're talking about, Wilson, Maley, and Casale, are all pretty good defensive catchers and have good rapport with the pitchers.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Alex Cobb. Last time we talked, Bill, we talked about how good he had been coming off Tommy John. Obviously, his first three starts, really solid. The last two, not so much. 4 1/3 total innings, he's given up 15 earned runs. What has the difference been between when Cobb first came up and then these last couple starts?
It's kind of hard to pinpoint. The bottom line is that the Rays and Cobb needed him to get out and pitch this year. I think the results are almost a little bit irrelevant because it's obvious he's not totally as sharp as he is when he's, in a good groove. And you got to remember, this guy's been pitching almost like 15 months trying to get back. So I think once he gets a good rest in the offseason, and it's going to be a regular offseason for him instead of a offseason of rehabbing, he reports of spring training, he builds himself up, I think we'll see the old Alex Cobb.
Yeah, that regular routine goes a long way. Bill, it's September 28th as we record this, and it's the 5-year anniversary of arguably the best final day of the regular season ever in Major League Baseball. That's a big thing to say, but it was a fascinating night of baseball that played out in prime time, and the Rays were right in the middle of it, and they were one of the teams that ended up coming out of it on the good side. Some teams had miserable Septembers, come to terrible ends, the Red Sox and the Braves, but a couple teams really came through on that night. The Rays, one of them, a great comeback against the Yankees on the final day of the regular season when they were down big early, while the Red Sox lost to the Orioles and the Rays found their way into the playoffs. What do you remember about that day and that game between the Rays and Yankees that had a big rain delay in it too, didn't it?
You're talking about the Rays game?
Oh, the rain delay was in the Orioles-Red Sox game, I'm sorry. Right, but the Rays game, yeah.
Yeah, of course, the Rays game was a trap in the field, but I just remember that it was like somehow you had a feeling that something was going to happen. And all, you know, there were things on the TV screens where you could kind of pay attention to the other games going on, and all of a sudden this magic started to happen. And, I remember just kind of chuckling when Dan Johnson hit the tying home run, and I said, oh, my gosh, you know, I've seen everything. Because, you know, they were down 7-0 in this game, and the Red Sox were winning. So it was just a bizarre night, and I think probably one of the great nights in the past 20 years for baseball.
Yeah, absolutely, and the Rays ended up in the postseason. It was memorable, and there's a lot more you can read about it on MLB.com. Great stuff, Bill, as always. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.